This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India and the US will work for the betterment of people and to ensure peace and security. Briefing the media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to President-elect Donald Trump and conveyed to him that India is looking forward to further strengthening the India-US comprehensive global and strategic partnership. Mr. Jaiswal said the India-United States partnership is multifaceted and special. On cancellation of some of the scheduled consular camps in Toronto, Canada, Mr. Jaiswal said these camps had been cancelled as they did not get adequate security or security assurance from the Canadian government. He said these consular camps are conducted at the request of the Indian community organizations and are to be organized as per the comfort of the community organization. On the attack on a temple in Brampton, Canada, Mr. Jaiswal said, India has condemned the attack and called upon the Canada government to uphold the rule of law. President Draupadi Murmu will address the Vigilance Awareness Week function of the Central Vigilance Commission in New Delhi today. Vigilance Awareness Week is observed every year by the CVC during the week when the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel falls. This year, Vigilance Awareness Week was observed from 28th October to 3rd November with the theme Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address public meetings in Maharashtra today. In a social media post, the PM said that he will seek people's blessings by attending the public meetings in Dhule and Nasik. Mr. Modi also expressed confidence that people of the state will ensure unprecedented victory for the National Democratic Alliance candidates in the upcoming assembly elections. In Jharkhand, leaders of both NDA and India bloc addressed election meetings in those areas where the first phase of assembly polling is to be held. Addressing a rally at Hazaribagh, senior BJP leader and union minister Annapurna Devi claimed that people of Jharkhand are unhappy with the misrule of the Hemant Soren-led government in the state. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Kalpana Soren held a public meeting at Khunti where she alleged that when BJP was in power in Jharkhand, it pushed the state back. Leaders of Congress, RJD, AJSU and left parties also addressed poll rallies in different parts of the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has announced that the government will soon bring a national counter-terrorism policy and strategy to fight terrorism. Inaugurating two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah said in the last 10 years, since Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge, the government has adopted a strong approach against terrorism. He said a strong ecosystem has been developed in the country to fight against terrorism in the last 10 years. The second edition of the annual Indian Military Heritage Festival is all set to begin in the national capital today. The two-day festival aims to engage global and Indian think tanks, corporations, public and private sector undertakings, non-profits, academicians and research scholars focusing on India's national security, foreign policy, military history and military heritage. The Supreme Court held that recruitment rules for appointments in government jobs cannot be changed midway unless it is prescribed. A five-judge bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud held that rules of the game, once set before the start of recruitment process, cannot be tinkered with midway. In Bihar, millions of devotees have gathered at different Chhath Ghats across the state to offer morning oblations or Ushakalin Arghya to the rising sun. A large number of devotees are offering prayers to the sun god on the banks of Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda, Bagmati and other rivers. Devotees have been reaching Chhath Ghats since early morning reciting holy songs dedicated to sun god and Chhatimaya, mother of sun god. After the prayers, the ritual of Paran will be observed, in which devotees will consume prasad and break their 36 hours long fast. This will mark the culmination of 4-day long most sacred festival of Bihar. In cricket, India take on South Africa in the first T20 international at the Kingsmead, Durban today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.